Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still at it, John.
And we are actually having a very informative and wonderful conversation with Erin Riley, who is the Chief Sustainability Officer at the Town of North Hempstead. And the stuff that is going on, not only in her department, every department of the town, but today we're focusing on Erin. We're going to go now to home energy audits. Everybody, I believe, in the town of North Hempstead in the last couple of days got a wonderful postcard from the supervisor and with an 800 number to call.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't called the number, but why don't you tell us about what's going to happen if I do call the number?
Okay. So Long Island Green Homes is a partnership between the town, the Sustainability Institute at Molloy College, and then a state agency called NYSERDA, which is an energy research authority. So if you call the 1-800 number on the postcard that you just received, what happens is you are matched with an energy navigator who can sign you up to get a free or reduced cost home energy audit. This is incredibly important because the majority of wasted energy in the United States is lost in our buildings because we have poor insulation or our windows, you know, are loose, or we have gaps in our caulking around the window, things like that. Or even our lighting is old and out of date. So they'll pair you with somebody who can get you a contractor to come out and give you a free or reduced cost home energy audit and give you a report that details exactly where your home is losing energy, what you can do to fix it, and they'll give you cost estimates. And from there, if you choose to move forward with improving your home and making investments in your home's energy efficiency, the Energy Navigator can pair you with financing options and other contractors. It's a really great program. Wow. It's incredibly important, number one, you know, for lowering your energy bills and reducing your energy use, but for the environment to, you know, cutting our energy use is really important for reducing greenhouse gas emissions, helping our utility companies as they look for ways to stop having to invest in our grid and stop having to build new energy plants. Cutting at home energy use is a big way to stop all those things.
Right. Now, are these contractors, they're all private
mm-hmm.
business type contractors,
mm-hmm.
and are they sort of approved, if you will,
mm-hmm.
to be part of this program?
Yeah, that is part of the beauty of the program, is that they've been evaluated. They're on a list, and they are given out to residents based on a list of criteria. So how close are they to your home? How many other jobs do they have in the works? Do they have specific experience with some of the issues you may have identified on the phone? That kind of thing. And they've been vetted and approved, and, you know, and the list is maintained so that if there's a contractor that goes out of business or does something that a homeowner doesn't really like, they get spoken to about it and maybe they get removed from the list.
I think it's very important for seniors, which is primarily our audience, to realize that, because as we all know, seniors get scammed a lot.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
One of the places is with contractors. So to know that there's some support behind these contractors is a good thing. Obviously, you can't guarantee perfection, mm-hmm. but at least you're three quarters of the way there,
but
or more.
This goes back to 311. If you start your inquiry at 311,
mm-hmm.
chances are the town has vetted the person that's going to be going to your house.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting somebody out. They're not looking in a phone book and say, oh, call these three numbers.
Right.
So, you know, yes, something can happen always. You know, mm-hmm. you think it's the best person in the world, and life is what it is. It's changing. But I think your best bet is to go through 311, because this is a program
mm-hmm.
that's well organized.
Yeah, and, you know, we have great partners. Like I said, the Molloy Institute, it's at the Sustainability Institute at Molloy, NYSERDA, and we're also partnered with a number of other towns on this program. This is a large program, and they've developed a really great working relationship with these
okay.
private sector partners. So we really have a good thing going on. And I encourage everybody to call.
Is this something that has to be done now because it's winter, or can it be done in the summer?
It can be done anytime, because these contractors have tools that help them assess your home energy efficiency regardless of temperature.
Okay.
One of the things, again, relating to the senior audience is a lot of seniors say, well, I've lived with it that way for a long time.
Mm.
You know,
we've had the breeze blowing the paper through the window since I've been in this house, so why should I go invest some money now when my payback may not be very good, because, you know, the facts are I'm not going to be here 40 years from now or whatever. So this is a sort of an objection, I think, that might be in the back of a senior's mind. And I know we talked offline a little bit about how that really shouldn't be the case, like there's ways around that.
for solar, for solar programs, which is something I would like to speak about, that's definitely the case. There are a number of financing mechanisms that can make solar a good choice, no matter how much longer you plan to be in your home. For home energy efficiency, there's definitely a lot of reasons to make the investments, no matter how long you plan to be in your home. One of those is resale value. If you want to sell your home, it's better to sell it with these improvements already made.
The other thing, too, and I think everybody is becoming more and more conscious, this is our planet, and we're leaving it to the next generation and the generation after that. So we didn't care 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, because we weren't aware. Mm. Now, in reference to water, in reference to energy, in reference to all that we waste, we now know the consequences, and they're only getting worse versus better. So I do believe seniors are more inclined to turn around and say, I have 3 grandchildren. I won't do it for me. I don't really care. I'm going to be doing stuff for them going forward. So I think that's the message to get across.
Yeah. That's a good point. Very good point. Yeah. And I think, I don't know the exact numbers, but I've heard things like in the last 50 years, we've done more damage to the planet than a billion years before that.
It's the truth.
Yeah, and it'll only get worse. Because as we were talking offline, almost everything you buy now is a throwaway item. Mm. You know, there's very few things that get fixed.
Yeah.
I tried to get a printer fixed. I couldn't get it fixed. It was only 3 years old. They didn't make the board that was needed anymore. So now they throw the printer out. That would not have happened years ago. They would have figured out a way to fix it.
Well, mm-hmm. Your coffee pots was a perfect example. You made your brewed coffee and you mm-hmm. threw it in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're throwing what is compostable away in a piece of plastic that's just going to be, how many of them are used a day in this country now?
Hundreds of thousands.
Exactly. That it didn't exist 5 years ago. I don't know when it came about, 10 years ago.
We were all sitting.
Now everybody has it. We're all guilty of it because it's nice and convenient in the morning to push the button and make a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm. We all have these and
iPhones.
A year from now, most of us will have another one because this one's not good enough.
And it's the truth. I mean, it's the stuff that the town is doing is in the forefront of what needs to be done by everybody individually.
And we have one more. We have a new program, actually, that I'd like to mention, and I'd like everybody to keep their eyes out for this summer, and it's called Solarize. And that's another partnership between the town and the state, the New York State Energy Research Development Authority.
Okay.
And that's an effort to really help people cut through the noise in the solar market. It's very hard for people to, it's hard to find a good contractor no matter what field
you're talking
you're
about
looking
putting
in.
The solar panels on your house.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So it's hard for people to find a contractor no matter what you're trying to do, just like we were talking about with home energy efficiency. With solar in particular, it's really hard for people to figure out what's important and how to evaluate them and how do you compare them. So this program is a way for community partners to come together, evaluate solar installers, and look at things like what kind of warranties do they offer, how financially stable are they, how much experience do they have. What's their customer service record, and come up with a list of companies that meet the criteria well, and offer them to the community and say, hey, if you are thinking about solar and you have questions, these are some installers that have met criteria that have good track record. You should consider working with them.
Right.
Well, we have our producer sitting right there, Christina, and I think a good show would be about solarizing.
Yeah,
period.
We'd be happy. Yeah.
You know, to talk about
come
the whole thing.
About that.
Like, I have a question. Like
mm-hmm.
in New Hyde Park. 2 years ago, whatever, we had a hailstorm.
Mm-hmm.
So I often thought about the idea of solar energy, and then I thought about, well, what if we have a hailstorm? What would that do to the panels? And I don't know the answer, and I never really looked it up.
Right, okay.
But
it
entered my head.
Some of them are, most solar panels are hail rated. So, especially ones that are sold up north where there are hailstorms. Ones that are sold down south in Florida meet different criteria, meet different ratings. But if they're sold up north, they have to meet structural ratings for hail and things like just large amounts of snow, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is stuff that mm-hmm. most people wouldn't have any mm-hmm. clue.
And then it also depends on how you get these panels installed on your home. So, for example, we were talking about the difference between ownership and having a lease or a power purchase agreement with a contractor. If you make the decision to own those panels, then you have to figure out how to maintain them. You have to get a maintenance contract or you have to hire an electrician.
Right.
If you enter into a contract with a company where they own the panels and they keep them on your roof and they sell you the power, you start getting your savings back immediately, and also they're responsible for the maintenance.
And you're out of pocket for nothing.
Yeah, you can be out of pocket for nothing depending on how you structure it.
That's called PPA.
Power Purchase Agreement. So they'll put the panels up, they maintain them, and they sell you the electricity for less than you pay the power company now.
And then, another thing that comes up is, well, what would be the real savings for me over whatever period of time, or whoever it is, you know. I'm sure that's a subject by itself that could take quite a bit of time.
That is a subject by itself, and we should talk about that on the Solarize show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, because there is a savings, but you're right. You're out of pocket thousands of dollars, and it has to be worked back in. How will you pay back, you know, the installation, et cetera?
Yeah, so should you own? Should you lease? Right. How do you figure that out?
Well, I mean, you have the emotional and the part about the environment, and then you have the real part of it about money. Mm-hmm. And what does that? How does that hit me?
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with the whole having a whole show on it because the leasing part sounds tremendous.
Yeah,
you're going to get a discount. All you're doing is leasing them your roof, technically, and you're going to get immediate benefit. You're out of pocket for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've booked yourself on the show again.
Sounds good.
There you go.
We'll be back.
Show business.
We only have a few minutes left, just to touch on water.
Water.
I know.
Water is a big topic.
I know. It's a shame.
Maybe we should do another show on that one, too.
I'd be more than willing to. I mean, what's going on in Flint, it's a disgrace.
Yeah. And like I said, Jackson, Mississippi is now on the list. I just heard that yesterday.
But, you know, we do have two small programs that I can mention very briefly, and they are like the Composting Cooperative, where we sell you a discounted composter. We also sell residents discounted rain barrels, and that's a great way. You hook them up to the leaders from your roof.
Okay.
You can reuse the water to irrigate your flowers, your flower beds, things like that. That's a great way to conserve water and also to prevent water pollution, because if you don't capture that water, a lot of times it'll just run into the street, run into our storm drainage system, and along the way it picks up sediment and road salt and road debris and clogs a lot of things up. So I encourage everyone to call 311 if you're interested in getting a rain barrel. We also discount those for $50. And then this summer we have two classes for rain gardens. Rain gardens are a wonderful way to create habitat for birds and bees and pollinators, and also to help us with our drainage and flooding concerns, and also just to beautify your property. So we're offering two classes this summer at Clark Gardens. Residents are eligible to take the classes for $25, and then you get five really beautiful plants. And you can tell us whether you want to plant it in shade or sun, and we'll give you an appropriate selection of plants with that.
Perfect. Yeah. Just, I'm going to throw one thing in on the water, which I think is amazing, in reference to that rain barrels.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1,800 gallons of water comes off the roof every season.
On average, yeah.
And everybody's water bill goes up in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So you collect the water, and because it goes up because you're watering the grass, you're watering your flowers, and you're watering Otto's tomatoes.
Yeah.
So.
Which is part of the problem. I don't water them.
So think about it. Think of the savings right there. 1,800 gallons of water for free.
Mm-hmm.
The savings is tremendous. Erin, I want to thank you so much for spending time
thank
with us this
so
morning.
Much.
This just flew, and that's because all your information is so important to us. We're definitely going to have you on again.
Okay.
And you've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.